From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Zia Kelly. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is calling for a federal investigation of billing practices at Putnam County Memorial Hospital in north central Missouri. As Dan Margulies reports, the hospital was the subject of a highly critical state audit last year.
McCaskill is asking the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services to investigate whether the hospital's operator defrauded taxpayers by using it as a vehicle for out-of-state laboratory services. A state audit last year found that in the span of just a few months, the operator, hospital partners, billed insurers more than $90 million for lab tests run through the 15-bed hospital in the town of Unionville. Few, if any, of the lab patients had ever set foot in the hospital. Hospital partners sued the hospital's trustees earlier this year after the trustees sought to terminate hospital partners' management contract. It also sued Galloway, claiming she had no right to audit the hospital. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Federal investigators have been briefed on allegations of sexual misconduct and campaign finance violations by Missouri Governor Eric Greitens. During a legislative hearing earlier today, House Republican Jay Barnes said he spoke to the FBI this year about the testimony of a former Greitens campaign aide who described attempts to conceal donors to Greitens' campaign. At the hearing, attorney Al Watkins said he also provided information to the FBI. Watkins said that in early 2017, he gave the FBI an audio recording that a man made in which his wife described a sexual encounter with Greitens in March of 2015. Watkins said that he also provided FBI photos of cash he received in January 2018 from the Missouri Times publisher Scott Fahn related to the audio recordings. An arms and ammunition company renewed threats to pull corporate operations out of Missouri after the Columbia City Council did not approve expansion into unincorporated county land on Monday night. The extension would have serviced the business, which is west of city limits. The Columbia Missourian reports that Midway USA CEO Larry Potterfield first talked about moving the business out of the state in 2014, but has resurfaced the threat since the city council overturned its decision from last year. Midway USA employed 346 people in the Columbia area as of May of 2017. Potterfield said that without the expansion, the company's current in-house sewage management will be out of compliance with wastewater treatment regulations by the end of this year. The city council could still bring up the decision during future meetings. I'm Zia Kelly, KBIA News.